Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you once again. I tell you, I love to preach the Word of God. I love to tell people about Jesus. I tell you, it's just wonderful what Jesus is and what He's done for me and how He saved me, washed me, and cleansed me in His own blood and made me worthy to get to heaven. I'm not worthy on my own. I'm worthy by what He did at Calvary, how He died and shed His blood for my sin and for your sin. And I tell you, I'll praise Him today. I'll glorify His name much as I can. In other words, all glory, praise, and honor goes to Him because He's done it all. Like the song said, Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain, but He washed me white as snow. Jesus paid it all, and He is the one that will lift up. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Thank God for that today. And I'm praying that the Word of God, that Jesus be lifted up today, and that your heart would be broke and contrite, that you'd call on that precious name of the Lord Jesus. It's more than just saying Jesus, Jesus. It's with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, a broken spirit, a broken heart. In other words, you got to give it all. Your whole being's got to be broke, sorrowful, that you sin against an almighty, holy, righteous God, and that you're not worthy to get to heaven. No one's worthy to get to heaven. We're born in sin and shame and iniquity. In our mother's womb, we go forth speaking lies. I'm talking about the depravity that's in the flesh. I'm talking about this old rotten flesh, it stinks, it's the vile and the vile nature. I'm talking about a depraved nature, a nature that, I mean, we were born corrupted. The Bible said with a corruptible seed, we were born. That's how we were born into this world. But the Bible said being born again by the incorruptible seed, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And that's the birth that gets you to heaven. Everybody's been born in this world's got to have a second birth in order to get to heaven, because you can't do anything on your own accord. You can't do any works. You cannot keep yourself holy or think you're righteous in any kind of way on your own. It only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. You might be a good person. You might treat your neighbor well, the best you know how. You may not use bad language. You may go to church every time the doors are open. But if you never had a personal experience with the Lord Jesus, a personal experience in grace, you never been born again, you'll never get to heaven. That's what the Bible tells us, because no matter how good we try to reform, and no matter how well we try to do within ourselves, we'll come empty. We'll come up short before God. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. But the Father's laid all of our iniquity upon His Son, and by His stripes we are healed. And that's how we get to heaven, by the healing balm, which is in Gilead, the healing balm. The Lord Jesus, He took and laid down His life, become that supreme sacrifice that God could accept, was the death of His Son. The Bible said God gave His Son. God sent His Son of the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. He sent His Son. And the Lord Jesus came willingly to do the will of the Father, that He might do and please the Heavenly Father. And He did all that the Father told Him to do. He came and He lived a short life. He lived 33 years upon this earth, and He did what the Father told Him to do. He came to die. He come to redeem. He come to heal the sick and the lame and the blind, and to deliver those that were captive by the devil and those that were demon possessed. He came. He did the work of God. He healed them. He delivered them. He brought a victory to those. And I'm so glad to know that today. And I know that He lives because He lives in me. He ever lives. He got up from the grave. He gave His life. No man took His life. No man took Him. They couldn't take Him. They couldn't come got Him any sooner than they did. They only was able to come to the Garden of Gethsemane there with Judas Iscariot, the one that rejected Him, and the one that was the thief and held the bag. And here He comes, Judas Iscariot. The Bible said He came, and they went to the Garden of Gethsemane, but they could not come until it was time. When Jesus said it was time, the hour came that He would be delivered unto the sinners, unto the wicked ones, those of religious people, no doubt, and the the Jews and the scribes and the high priests, they came, and it was the Jews, and they brought them for the Roman government there to be judged, and they brought forth and said, this man ought to be crucified. This man is speaking against our law, or this man has made himself better than Caesar. This man says he's God. This man speaking blasphemies. This man, this man did this, and this man did that. And Jesus told him at one point, he said, now all the works I've done and all that the Father's blessed him to do, I mean, he healed the sick and all that. Which work did you stone me for? Which work did you stone me for? They want to stone him. But yet, because he healed a man on the Sabbath day, I tell you, they were all about tradition. It was all about these type of things. But they were lost. They had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. And there they were. And they see, they went before Pilate. The Bible said, but yet, I tell you, no man, like I said, took it. He gave his life. He willingly went with them. He said, why do you come out to me with thee, like with swords and so forth and things of that sort with weapons? And you know, they knew him and he was humble and they come like that. But yet, I tell you that he went with them. And the Bible said, like a lamb dumb before his shears, he opened not his mouth. He knew what was going on. He knew what was about to happen. And he gave his life and he surrendered his life unto them to die, to become a sacrifice. And the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, he said, lo, I come in the volume of the book it's written of me. He said, the Father has prepared me a body that I would become a living sacrifice unto God for the sin of the people. And he become that sacrifice. They used to take, and the high priest would take and make that sacrifice. Once every year was the when they went into the host of holies to bring forth that sacrifice for the sin of the high priest and for the people. And they would go, and God accepted it in that time. But it come time when that true sacrifice, that holy sacrifice that would come, and he did come, and the Bible said he come, and the Father sent him, and he died. He took your sin and my sin and bore it in his own body on the tree. A man that knew no sin became sin for you and I, that we would be made the righteousness of God in him. And so we are made righteous of what Jesus did at Calvary. He is that precious holy sacrifice, the lamb without spot and the lamb without blemish. Thank God I love him today. I'll praise him. The Lord gives, as long as the Lord gives me breath, I will praise you, the Lord. I tell you, his name is worthy to be praised today. And his name, I tell you, is above every name. And I tell you, there's no God, there's no other man given among heaven whereby we all must be saved. It's not a Muhammad Allah. It's not any other man that any person may rise up in time past or in the future that will say they're the Messiah, that they're the Holy One. Not so. There's only one name given among heaven, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you get to heaven, you got to come through him, or you won't get there, because he's the door that leads into the sheepfold. And the Bible said there's no way from earth to heaven outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot come any other way. You got to come through the door. And if you'll humble yourself and you see yourself as a lost sinner and knowing you can't help yourself, and you fall down at his feet and you humble yourself and you get sincere before God, you get honest before God, and you pour out your heart to him, and I tell you, your heart will become broke as you look at yourself, as you see the sinner that you are, when you really see that you're lost, when you really see you need help, and when you really know that there's nothing in this world that can satisfy you. You come to your end and you come to him and you pour out your heart to him. And I tell you, you're sorry and you're broke that you sinned against him, the things you've done. And when you ask him to have mercy upon you, a sinner, and come into your heart and make you a new creature in Christ, I tell you, it will happen right then and there. When you really mean it, when you really want it, when you really give up everything. Let me tell you this, as soon as you start getting serious about being saved, when you start seeking the Lord, the devil will come and he will tell you why you can't right now. He'll tell you why you should wait till tomorrow or till next week or next year. He'll tell you you need to wait until you get married or until you have children or until things are better or when you get in a better state of mind or so forth. The devil's got a back pocket full of lies. My pastor's preached that for years, and the Lord gave that to him. And he said that many of times, and it's so. The devil has a back pocket full of lies. And he is the liar and he's the father of it. And he'll tell you every lie he can. He knows right where you live and he tells you, why don't you wait? Wait till you get to the church. Wait till this happens. Wait till that happens. But see, the devil's a liar. He just wants to take you down. You need to seek the Lord. Why? The Bible said, why he may be found, and call on him while he's near. When the Lord's dealing with you, if the Lord's dealing with you today, if he's telling you today, if he's, your heart's become broke and it's getting sorrow on the inside, this is the time when the Holy Spirit is dealing with your heart, when the Holy Spirit is bidding you come, when you have that opportunity, when your heart's crushed, when your heart and your mind and your calling, that's when you seek him with all the heart. That's when you don't let up. That's when you keep crying out to him. That's why you just stay down there. That's why you stay in the prayer closet. That's why you stay right there until you know you've been delivered. Till you know you've been saved. And I tell you, I promise you, when you get saved, he'll put something so pure and holy inside you. I tell you, you'll go forth and you'll want to read your Bible. You want to be able to be around God's people. You want to feel God's presence and you want to do the will of God. He'll make you know it. He'll give you that assurance. I tell you, even if you don't have it, I tell you, if you get up and you're not sure, you just keep praying and ask God to, you want to be sure that you've been saved. And I promise you, he'll make you know it. You'll know it. You know you passed from death unto life. When I got saved, I knew it. I tell you, I didn't know really much about nothing. But one thing I did know, that I felt different. I knew that something happened. I didn't know exactly what all happened, but I know, I tell you, I had peace. I had a burden. I had a burden of sin upon me, and I carried it with me, and I was heavy, and I was, I was broke, and when I called on him, and when he heard my feeble cry, I mean, I was different. When I got up relieved, refreshing just came into my soul. It was like the rushing mighty wind, and just came, and the Holy Spirit came and sat down right inside me. I mean, got real and alive in me to live inside me and to guide me and to direct me through all truth. And I tell you, I've been a brand new creature ever since. He's been guiding my footsteps aright ever since. He's been speaking to me ever since. I tell you, the Word of God got alive to me. And oh, how I love Jesus. I can sing that today because of what he done for me. And I'm not in the dark. I'm in the light. And I've been knowing that. I tell you, for 40-something years now, he got alive in me. I believe it's been 43, 44 years that the Lord had saved me and made me new. I was 8 years old when I got saved. And I tell you, I didn't know much about anything. But one thing I did know, that I was a sinner, because I've been preached to. I knew I was on my way to hell. And he got alive in me. I tell you, I was on my way. But yet when I got real with God, when I poured out my heart to him, and when I repented and asked him to have mercy upon me, a sinner. And I tell you, I had sin in my life. I didn't know much, but I knew I said some lies. I knew that I had a bad attitude. I knew I didn't treat my parents right at times. That I was just doing the way of the flesh. And I tell you, I knew I was a sinner. And I knew I needed help. And he delivered me when I asked him, have mercy upon me, save me. He saved me just like I was. Like I said, I was just 8 years old when this took place. The Lord dealt with me a couple of years before that. And I tell you, it's been wonderful. Thank God for that today. And I tell you, he made me a brand new creature. And he'll do the same for you today. All you got to do is come to him. All you got to do is be real with him. And I tell you, he's waiting on you, just like he was waiting at the well, Jacob's well, when the woman had come to draw water. She drawed all the well of the world, and she come up empty every time. She was tired of drawing from that well. And he sat there. He knew where she was at. He knew about her sin. He knew everything about her. And he told her about it. She got honest. She repented. She got saved. She left the water pot behind and went on into the city and to tell them, the men, what God had done for her and how she'd been delivered, and the man that told her all that she's ever done. But my time's quick and come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.